Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers-themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like five ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And we are here at practice, and we were able to grab one of our skaters right off the floor after a drill.
That's right. We have our oldest competing skater, Brian Geddes, coming up here in just a few seconds.
And Brian, you were tearing it up on that last drill.
Yeah, he was a 20-lapper, and the biking definitely helps. I do a lot of biking, which helps build the stamina in the legs. So
first off, how old are you?
I'll be 64 in February.
64 in February.
He does not look like it. If you know Brian, you will say, yeah, he does not look like it.
I hope to be able to be half as energetic as he is when I get 64.
So when did you start skating, Brian?
This is, I think, about my seventh year now. I think I started when I was around 55, 56, somewhere in that area.
So what was it like? I mean, this is really a sport where you see a lot of young athletes. They come in when they're, well, heck, you know, three, four, five, and all of a sudden you're getting into it in your mid-50s. What was that like?
It's really hard because, you know, some of these guys that I skate against have been skating for 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, it's just ridiculous how long they've been on skates.
Well, let's face it. He's going out there, and he's going up against Buggy. Buggy Allman. This is a national champion.
And Marty Lawford.
And Marty, come on. I mean, get out of here. Both these guys are amazing. They've been skating, like he said, for 30, 40 years of a base. I mean, so here's Brian walking in with basically a pair of skates, and these guys are walking in with an entire city of a base pattern on the floor. So,
you know, not just coaches, not just skaters. These guys are coaches. I've been coaching for years, too. It's tough, but
yeah. So
I hang in
the
there.
Thing. This is what I saw. So when we first started, we did a relay drill, and Brian left the floor. And I went over, and I said, what's going on? He said, I will never do a relay. That's what he told me when he first started. I will never do a relay. Now, Brian, I need you in this relay. All right, he's out there, Johnny on the spot. So here's the thing is, for every kid that's out there, I look at Brian and I think to myself, this is a gentleman who's started way late in life. He's still got to get up in the morning and go to work. And he's out here giving 110% effort. Why can't these 10, 11, 12-year-old kids give the same? So I use him as a benchmark for the younger skaters. If this guy, being our oldest skater, can do it, there's no excuses for you not to be able to do it. So,
and then here's the thing for me, you know, and it's been a combination of coach and some of the other skaters, you know, are really good skaters that have helped me along, that have constantly said, okay, and this is not just for older skaters that start late, but younger skaters, just continually push your limits. Go to your limit, then find that next limit. Just keep pushing those limits, and that's how I wound up finally doing relays, because it was like, okay, well, you know, I'll try one with somebody, then I'll try one with somebody else, and just kept moving up.
Well, I think like the first year you only did them at practice with me.
Yeah.
You would only do them with me, and you know, obviously I'm not going to shove him onto his face, and I wasn't coming out super fast, so it was a nice, easy shove, nice, easy transition. We always went with skaters that he was way faster than, so we weren't being rushed. I mean, he wasn't feeling like he was being pushed or being lapped a bunch, so it was very easy transition. And, you know, that was a big goal for him because I remember, again, I mean, it's like a scary thing. It's like, hey, let's go climb Mount Everest. I've never even climbed the hill over here in town. So, and that's what it felt like for him. So doing that first season, and then he just got more and more confident with it, and then I started putting him with other skaters. Again, not challenging him, just different people. And now I don't hesitate. I can put him out there with our fastest guys, and I feel comfortable he would be able to do a relay. So.
Well, heck, you got Big Rob, and I've taken the Big Rob shove. Big Rob can shove.
Rob can shove, but boy, he's a tough one to shove too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He definitely scrubs your speed off.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So, your fitness routine, because you lead a crazy life, crazy work. You got a great marriage, but you're still finding time to get all your fitness training in, whether it be on skate or off skate. How do you manage, and what's your routine like?
It's kind of crazy. My wife and I start every morning, Monday through Saturday, with she goes out and runs a 5K, and I either indoors or outdoors bike for 10 miles, and then now I'm kind of throwing in running a mile after the bike too, and then I've got 3 speed skating practices a week on Monday, Wednesday night, Sunday morning. So it keeps me going.
And in the summertime, you get outdoor skating. Skate to work.
Oh, yeah. I'll skate to work, which is about 12 miles, or sometimes I'll bike while my son Jared and grandson Aaron, who are both speed skaters too, that they'll skate and I'll ride with them. So, a lot of fun.
And you work a demanding job as well, because you work in the automotive industry and automotive sales, and those are not normal hours. That's not 8 to 5 and, hey, I'm clocking out and I'm done.
Yeah, let's not get carried away. I don't work that hard. I work a lot of hours, but I don't work that hard. So, yeah, let's not build up more than what it is.
Well, the hours alone is enough to be, I mean, the sporadic hours. You don't have set times when you're off. So it's hard to get a schedule. And it amazes me when I see what he does and Jared. You know, I mean, Jared Geddes as well struggles to try to get his workout since he's got to punch him in on a lunch break. He's got to get him in first thing in the morning, which is very hard for him because he can't get up. He's like me. And so it's amazing, to see the workload and the effort that he puts into his skating.
Well, so. I think that's important, too, for anybody. You know, you've got to carve out that time to do it. And the reason I do it in the morning is because I have a schedule that ends late at night, and it's too easy to say, I don't feel like it.
Really. Yeah.
And even though my wife is retired, she still gets up every morning with me. And even though we may not be on the same path, I might be inside, she might be outside because of the weather, but it's still just knowing that both of you are there pushing each other to get out of bed and go do that. And that's great to have a workout partner.
And it's done. Once you get up, it's done.
It's done.
It's not hanging over your head.
And you feel better all day because of that. You know, once you get that workout in, you're ready to go.
Yeah. And it's amazing, too, because I'll see Laura's post. You know, that's Brian's wife. I'll see her post about her running. And I know you go and support her 10Ks and 4-mile runs and everything that she does. You support those. And she tries to get to the meets that she can get to support you. But at the same time, they have independent athletes. They're both in their own field of athleticism, but yet they still work together to make sure that they're getting support from each other, and then obviously training-wise. I mean, she comes out here sometimes for practices and watches practice, and then she bolts out of here. Skating's just not her thing. So I've been trying, though.
We do one event together, and last year she got me to run one 5K.
Okay.
Down to Cabo San Lucas, and we're running it again in February, so that's my one 5K every year.
That's the one event that we need to work on running with them.
If you're going to run, I'd rather run in Cabo versus anywhere else.
That's why I do it there, and I'm not going to do it here, because it's just beautiful. So
that does make the most sense. Brian, we're going to get back to the floor. Thank you for taking some time off. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming over. Brian is skating phenomenal. You'll see him at lots of meets and invitationals coming up. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.